This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You said, I'd be curious to hear what the players think of the decision to go to Tommy DeVito.
I do remember this.
All right. So here's what we know. Yesterday, late in the show, we read the comments from Dexter Lawrence, which seemed very innocent. Basically, to paraphrase, Dexter Lawrence was, I love Daniel Jones. He's my QB1, all that. And remember, they were in the same draft class. They're very close. It was a supportive message of Daniel that really wasn't undercutting DeVito that much, except for the part where he says he's QB1.
Right, but I think he also then went on to say, we all have respect for Tommy DeVito.
Right.
Right. He said, he kind of said the right thing, even though it was a roundabout way of lauding both.
Indeed. Now, Jordan Schultz is a reporter who says that one offensive player told me on the phone, that's Jordan, quote, we're not idiots. They did it because of money. Mm-hmm. So be it. But Daniel has been all class, never complained, and is now being completely disregarded. The team record is bad. You can point fingers everywhere. To try to blame him as trash and making him third string is weak as bleep.
Well, it's probably weaker that he's actually going to be fourth string.
I know. It's even weaker. He's the fourth string guy.
I get why guys are emotional. I don't understand, though, why guys say emotional things to reporters who are going to write it. Because it creates the implication that there's disconnects in that locker room, that everybody hates this move, that all the players are so friendly and respect Daniel Jones, and that Tommy DeVito can't be their leader because Daniel is. And that's just not the reality of that of the game, right? In the NFL, it is a bottom line business.
Yep.
You do not have to like your teammates. It helps if you do, but you do have to win. And if you're not winning, changes are going to be made. Now, maybe it's a naivety by some of these young players who think that it's like college where, I was a top five recruit in my position. I'm going to start, and then you were a top four recruit. You're going to be next to me, and we're boys like this forever. That doesn't work like that in the NFL. It is a week-to-week, year-to-year proposition. And if you get any inkling that you're slouching or leaving, they're going to try to replace you.
Right.
And the reality, I mean, I know this personally because I got replaced four times. And you don't just quit and say, all right, well, I guess that's it. Feel sorry for me, guys. Go talk to the media and tell them how good of a person I am. it's just stupid. Like, it's not what this game is about. The game's about winning. And if you're not winning, something has to change, period. And this is a change. It's not maybe the one that's going to make the biggest difference, but it's at least a change. And it's the easiest one to make. What are you going to do? Change every offensive line position?
No, you can't.
You're going to go start the practice squad wide receivers? You're going to, bench Deontay Banks and put some practice squad guy out there and see if you spark the offense? I hate that word spark because that's not what's really happening. It's just doing something different because what you're doing isn't working.
Right.
Period. And so this annoys me when I hear this. We like this guy, and so now it's going to disrupt the locker room. Come on. It's just football. It's about winning, and you're not winning. There are things that are going to change, period.
Is it possible and maybe I'm reading too much into this, that it's not just feeling bad for Daniel, because they are 2-8. I think everyone has to realize that. Maybe they're telling you without telling you, they don't believe in Tommy DeVito.
I don't shine shoes anymore.
Maybe. That they just, they're not enamored with him. There isn't a kind of Mike White feel to him that the Jet locker room had, that they're just like, yeah, he's a nice kid, whatever.
Possibly, but I mean, does it matter? It's not their decision to make.
So my question to you is, here's how I question if it matters or not. You're in a 2-8 locker room. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're still competing your ass off.
Of course.
And now you believe the coach has made a decision that hurts your chances of winning because they don't think Tommy DeVito's any good.
Okay.
Would that discourage you?
Just think about what you just said.
I know. It's really pathetic.
It's so asinine, it's hard to even answer.
Well, hold on. But you understand where I'm coming from.
You're in a 2-8 locker room.
Yes.
And you think making a change, regardless of what that change is, but in this case, it's Tommy DeVito taking the reins from
Daniel Jones.
And you think they're going to think it gives him a less chance to win?
I'm asking a question, bro. I don't know.
They haven't won games.
I know they suck. They're 2-8, but do they not?
They lose games in critical moments.
But do they not
throw interceptions when it matters in the red zone? They've scored 15 points a game for 2 freaking years. I don't care what you think the answer is, because I'm sure that all those guys have the bona fide answer because they're in that locker room. Something has to change. You can't just keep banging your head against the wall doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. Now, maybe this is like an indictment on how Dabes is coaching them, but I almost don't mind this from Dabes, because you're going to lose your job if you go 2-15, right? So you have to try something different. And look, I don't know if Tommy DeVito is the answer. I have no idea, but he is interesting. And I went back, because we're calling this game this weekend, and I watched a lot of Tommy DeVito tape from last year. Now, the Dallas game, forget it. They were so bad. They were backed up early. They got down early, and it was ugly. And he threw 2 interceptions, or 3 interceptions in his first 2 games. After that, he didn't throw an interception.
Mm-hmm.
He had a 3-touchdown game. He had a 2-touchdown game. He was actually pretty damn good, right? He got rid of the ball on time. He got to his spot. And he knew exactly where he wanted to go. If it wasn't there, he'd move off of it and get to the second stage of his progression. He unlocked, somehow, Jalen Hyatt, right? And so, like, when you look at what he did, one was just like such a soft, beautiful lob into that honey hole they call in cover 2 between, you know, the flat corner and the safety that's trying to get over top. It was such a perfect throw, right? And then so, like, when I look at what Tommy did, it's exactly what Dabes wants to do in this offense, which is push the ball downfield. Daniel Jones, for whatever reason, just wasn't willing to do it.
Why do you think the guys like him just because they like him?
Who, Daniel Jones?
No, the locker room. You think it's more about they just like the guy more so than believing he gives them the best
chance
to win?
Daniel Jones is probably the most likable guy in the NFL.
Okay.
Period.
So that's what this is about then.
This is all this is about. 100%. There's nothing to not like about him.
It's really the opposite of the Zach Wilson situation, because it felt like everybody hated
him. He's not cocky.
Right.
He's very much a hard worker. He grinds. Hell, I remember when Jason Garrett was still the offensive coordinator, one of the many offensive coordinators he had. I went down to Jason's camp that he had down in Princeton, and I was like, oh, man, tell me about Daniel Jones. He's like, dude, this kid like runs with the fastest guys on the team. He's in the gym before most guys get there. This guy grinds, and he's aware, and he's smart. And he's a good leader, but ultimately being a quarterback in the NFL is execution, and he's simply not doing it. And that's not an indictment on anyone except for him, period.
Mm. Now, Brian Daboll was asked about his thoughts on Dexter Lawrence's comments, which, again, we talked about. They were relatively innocent. They were mostly, he loves Daniel. That's his QB1.
Right.
And so Brian Daboll said, hey, what do you think about what Dexter Lawrence had to say?
Yeah, again, I got a lot of respect for Dex. Dex has, you know, been a teammate of Daniel for a while. There's a pretty good relationship with there. And look, everybody's not going to agree with the decision, and I understand that. We make the decision we feel is best, and then we move forward and get ready to go for practice here.
I think we all agree with the decision. We were done with Daniel Jones. I wonder, are the players talking to each other about this decision?
Of course they are.
And what do you think they're saying mostly?
I don't get this, man. That's so wrong to do DJ like that. We know it's about money. Man, that sucks for him. It doesn't suck for him. He made $108 million in his career. Daniel Jones is going to be just fine. Worry about winning the game. Stop worrying about your friend on game day. Because that's not what you're there for.
Mm.
You're not there to have relationships with dudes that you're going to be in your wedding 30 years from now. You're there to win. If that happens because you're a good person and you're friendly with a lot of guys on your team, like I am with a lot of the guys that I played with, fantastic. But that's not why you're there. Right? And you're not going to have a good memory of it if you're losing every single season. I know Dexter Lawrence also said, you know, weeks ago or maybe even before the season, I'm not about losing.
Right.
I'm tired of being, let's go to next year. Well, you're losing.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do about it?
Brian Daboll was also asked, will you commit to Tommy DeVito for the rest of this season?
Yeah, I'm not going to go, you know, what's going to be. I'm going to focus on this week with Tampa. You know, try to do the best job we can to get him ready to play so he can go out there and perform at the highest level he can.
I think that's probably the right answer.
And nor should he.
Yeah, you can't commit to him.
We don't know if Tommy DeVito is going to suck.
Right.
He could be great or he could be terrible. And then you'll make another evaluation. That's when you're 2-8, that's what happens. Right? I don't know why. Maybe these guys are just used to playing on winning teams, so they don't know how to handle failure. We talk about this all the time. It's a cliche. Like, how do you handle failure? This is it. This is it. Right? Failure means something's got to change. Period.
Right.
And so maybe these guys, because they came from places where they didn't fail, they don't know how to handle failure. And right now, change is happening. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel nice. You feel bad for Daniel Jones, but your job is to win football games. Period. End of story.
If Tommy DeVito doesn't play well, though, because I agree with Daboll, I don't think he should have committed to him for the rest of the season. Like, what the hell is the point of that? No, I agree with him. I'm saying I agree. I think that's the right answer. But if he's terrible, you're not benching him for anyone else. You're not benching him for Drew Locke or Tim Boyle. There's no way. We would be against that. Wouldn't we all be against that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I know you. You're a Tommy DeVito shill. I mean, Tommy DeVito's going to have 3 interceptions, and you're going to blame everybody else.
Of course I am. No, I mean,
no, I agree. You
I'm a Tommy DeVito supporter, not a shill.
Shill? That shill doesn't work? You want supporter?
By the way, these players in the locker room, they're going to love Tommy when he rips off 2 wins in a row. they'll change their tune real quick.
By the way, if he does, right? Don't you have to?
Of course.
Of course.
That's easy, though. Of course, when you play well, it's easy to win the players over. I was more intrigued by how they were going to react to this. And it's really...